4. The next morning, as soon as she awoke, Rita said,
"I saw you go off with that woman last night, that Carol Teague. Why?"
Nicholas, grubby and confused, not yet shaved, without having had the chance to splash cold water on his face or brush his teeth, murmured,
"It had to do with signing the death certificate forms of Sousa. Strictly business."
He padded off to the bathroom, which he and Rita shared with the cubby to their right, and found the door locked.
"Okay, Stu," he said. "Finish shaving and unlock the door."
The door opened. There was his younger brother, sure enough, at the mirror, shaving away for all he was worth, guiltily.
"Don't mind me," Stu said. "Go ahead and..."
His brother's wife, Edie, said shrilly from their cubby,
"We got into the bathroom first this morning, Nick. Your wife had it for a whole hour last night showering, so would you please wait?"
Giving up, he shut the bathroom door, padded to their kitchen, which they did not share with anyone, either to right or left, and started the coffee heating on the stove. Last night's to be reheated. He did not have the energy to brew a fresh pot, and anyhow their allocation of synthetic beans was low. They would be entirely out before month's end anyhow, would be begging, borrowing, or bartering with fellow tankers, offering their supply of sugar. Neither he nor Rita used much sugar, in exchange for the odd little brown ersatz beans. And of coffee beans, he thought, I could use an endless amount, if there was such a thing. But like everything else, the, as marked on invoices, sin cough bins were severely rationed, and after all these years, he accepted it, intellectually. But his body craved more. He could still remember how real coffee in the pre-tank days had tasted. 19, he remembered. I was in my first year of college, just started drinking coffee instead of malted milks, kid stuff. I had just begun to put on maturity. And then this. But as Talbot Yancey, beaming or frowning, whatever was appropriate, would say,
"At least we weren't incinerated, as we had anticipated. Because we did have that whole year to get under, and we must never forget."
So Nicholas was not forgetting.